Welcome to Champions of Destiny. This month we are exploring the theme, Building Purposeful Relationships. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 and 18 says, Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat his fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored. See, it is important to realize that God made us for relationship. Most things that God gives come through men. It is like this. God is the source and man is the instrument. So you may not like the personality of a person. That should not stop you from being humble to learn and receive your divine gifts from Him. This is episode 2, which we have titled Navigating the Layers of Relationships. We stated in the last class that the degree of understanding and flow in communication is what often results into various layers of relationship. Therefore, we have family relationship, romantic relationship, friend relationship, acquaintance relationship. Every relationship has what I will call layers. You see, the layers we will give in this episode are designed to cover almost all forms of relationship. Let's begin with number one, acquaintance. I consider this layer to be the general basic relationship to people. There's people you just meet and say hello to and you proceed. We have them in our workplaces, we have them in our neighborhood, in our church and so on. See, it is very easy to start relationship in this layer. All you need to do is just to open your mouth and greet. So make it a point to be the first to greet. It is noble and it comes through as humility. This will foster basic relationship. Two, we have recognition and attraction. That is the second layer. Here, the feeling of friendship begins. You begin to feel important or you consider the other person important. Things about the person interest you more. And you begin to single the person out from others. Here, strengthening communication and giving honest compliments is very important. Also, you have to up your features that may interest the other person. The third layer that we have is discovery or honeymoon stage. At this layer, you begin to feel the person's impact due to the increasing closeness or exposure to the person's materials. You feel the person talks to you, listens to you, and understands you, which is a good thing. At this stage, you just have to open your heart to enjoy all you can and keep up pleasant memories because things may come that will test it. Here, you should endeavor to learn much about the person and establish communication. Due to the camaraderie, you will discover much about the person that will lead to acceptance or disappointment. It is also vice versa because the person will be considering you too. The fourth layer, acceptance or disappointment stage. Here you feel the person affirms and encourages you. In addition, you would have learned some unpleasant things and engaged in some disagreements which we ignored initially. So you may get so disappointed. Relationship may end here or lead to tolerance and acceptance based on the level of understanding and communication. The fifth and final stage is what I call stability and commitment stage. Here you have come to tolerate and accept the weaknesses of the significant other and you can enjoy their strengths the more. This is true love. You value the person and it is important the person value you too. The relationship is stable by loyalty and value at this stage. It may be maintained here. That is, the relationship may be maintained at this point and remain here or progress into a lasting bond, engendering trust and commitment in something like business partner or marital commitment holds us, but a stronger bond will keep the people together. To navigate through in a relationship, it is only proper to give what you expect. Things like active listening, trust, loyalty, love, optimism, and bringing out the best in the other, and so on, guarantees progress in relationship. And if what is expected is not coming, do not be disappointed, because humans are dynamic and difficult to deal with sometimes. My advice is that you should state your expectation and the benefits to both parties clearly. Then, after a while, you can evaluate and re-strategize. This is important because there is the possibility of being drained in a relationship. Relationship is a give and take contract. What do you give in a relationship? Are you giving emptiness or something of value? Because however it is, you are giving something, often in the form of a signal. The value of your gift is judged not by you, but by the receiver. Therefore, get to know what the person considers valuable in the layer of relationship you are in. Relationship is not a science, it is an art. This order we have given is not an almighty formula. Therefore, you can learn to navigate and get the best of all relationships as you take control of the autopilot relationship. This should be the focus of the next episode. See you then. This is Samatu, the champions of destiny, giving wings to your dream. God bless you.